proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. In 1951, IBJM's founder, Dr. Jacob Gardenhouse, began publishing a quarterly magazine called The Everlasting Nation. If you've not received a copy of The Everlasting Nation magazine, I encourage you to contact IBJM to subscribe or obtain a sample copy. Recently, one of the issues in the magazine dealt with the topic of Israel and the kingdoms of this world. Today, I want to share with you part two of one of the articles featured in the magazine concerning the important question, when will Messiah come? This is written by David DeBrain, pastor of New Covenant Baptist Church in Johannesburg, South Africa. May this be a blessing to you. When will Messiah come? Let us examine three messianic prophecies from the Tanakh. Last time, we looked at the first of these prophecies that the Messiah will be born after the second temple is built. Today, we will look at the second prophecy to examine that the Messiah will be born before the second temple is destroyed. Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 through 26 reads, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself, and for the people of the Prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. A closer inspection of this prophecy shows how precise the Tanakh is regarding the coming of the Messiah. This is probably the most time-specific prophecy in the Bible. Three basic facts are clear in this passage. First, Messiah, the Prince, will come. Second, he will die. And then sometime after his death, Jerusalem and the temple will be destroyed. The key to understanding this prophecy is to understand the word translated weeks. In Hebrew, the word for a week is Shavua. It is the same as the word for seven. The way to find out if these weeks are weeks of days, weeks of months, or weeks of years is by counting from the date which was given in verse 25. It says, Know therefore and understand that from the beginning forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again, and the wall even in troublous times. We know the date this command was given from the book of Nehemiah. In the year 444 BC, Artaxerxes gave the decree to rebuild, not the temple, but the city itself with its walls. 69 times 7 is 483. If we take this to be 69 sets of 7 years, something very interesting happens. The Jewish year is 360 days, so when we multiply 483 by 360 days a year, we come to 173,880 days. When you add that to 444 BC, you arrive at the year AD 33, and the 69th week is over. Then, Daniel describes the events that will happen after 69 weeks of years. Messiah will be cut off, and sometime later, the people of the prince who is come will destroy the city and the sanctuary. The Romans under Titus utterly destroyed the city and the temple in AD 70. Therefore, Messiah had to be born, presented to Israel, and cut off before Jerusalem and the sanctuary were destroyed. After the year 70, it was too late for Messiah to be born. Messiah must have been alive sometime between 520 BC and AD 70, according to the Tanakh. Now, on our next program, we will examine a third prophecy that narrows the date even more. Now, think about what you know. Considering these dates, who but Jesus fulfills these prophecies? Who else can be a serious candidate for the Messiah? Jesus presented himself to the city of Jerusalem as their Messiah on Palm Sunday at the exact time that Daniel had prophesied around 500 years earlier. 5 days later, Jesus was cut off, but not for himself. 37 years after Messiah had been cut off, the Romans destroyed Jerusalem and the Second Temple. He had to be born before the Second Temple was destroyed in AD 70. Any Messiah after AD 70 is a false Messiah. Jesus Christ is the only one who fulfills these three prophecies in exact detail. Now, have you accepted the Messiah? I want to thank you for tuning into this program. If you'd like to hear this program again, simply visit us at ibjm.org. And now, as we close this program, let's remember the words of Psalm 122:6, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.